intern here if you don't know me. So I believe everyone is scared of something, and for me, that's heights. And about 3 weeks ago, I was at the beach, and what my parents didn't tell me was that the condo we were staying at was on the 19th floor. So I got up there, and I looked down on the balcony, and I was back inside in like 2 seconds. I was not doing that. But I went, and I started thinking about the mission trips that were coming up, because I started looking at all the people that were down at the beach, and I started thinking, a lot of people are probably scared to go on these mission trips. Like, what's the goal? So the goal is to know God and make him known. So if y'all would turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, I'll give y'all a second to turn there. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. So the first thing is a pure heart. So in Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life." What that basically means is you need to watch what you're putting in. So if you're hanging out with people who are cussing and committing sin and all this stuff, and with movies, if you're watching bad movies and secular music, what you put in, you're going to put that out. But what you also need to be doing is praying about it. David did this in Psalms. David says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." You need to be praying, because David was a man after God's own heart. And David had God's heart, because what did he do? He went after God. He prayed about it constantly over Psalms. But my favorite verse about it having a pure heart is what Jesus says in Matthew 5:8. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Having a pure heart makes us be able to see and know God. The next thing, it's a good conscience. So I went on Google and looked up the biblical definition of a good conscience, which is probably not the best place to go to. I would just go to the Bible, but I actually really liked what they had to say. It says, "A state where one's moral compass is aligned with God's truth, leading to actions that please him." When we know the difference between what's godly and what's not and actively pursue him, we make him known. And also, having a good conscience means knowing the difference between right and wrong. When you know the difference between right and wrong and don't do what everybody else is doing, that's making Jesus known right off the bat, because God is holy and set apart. So if you're not doing what all your friends are doing, that's Jesus right there with you. And then the third thing Paul talks about is a sincere faith. So the biggest part of having a sincere faith is always being committed to following God's will. Now, what I think a lot of time the church doesn't talk about is that, yes, God's will and his plan are perfect, they're holy, they're great, and that's all true. But a lot of times, following his will can be hard. Like, it can be crushing a lot of times. And I think one of the greatest examples is when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, he was sweating blood in agony. And yeah, 3 days later, he rose, and we have salvation and hope. But what he had to go through to get to that point and for us to be where we are now, what God had to carry out, it was probably one of the most saddest moments in human history. But when we persevere and we follow what God's calling us to do, God exalts us. And through us, God exalts himself, making himself known. So my last thing is what most people miss in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5, is the very first line. It says, "But the goal of our instruction is love." A good conscience, pure heart, sincere faith, they all stem from love. And who is love? Because love is not a what, love is a who. God is love. And when we love like Jesus loves, and we love Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, three in one, and specifically, we love the people who don't know Jesus, that's when the good things can happen on the mission trips. That's why we're going, guys. So just remember, everything is wrapped in love. It is all about love. Do everything in love. Pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. I thank you for working in me, Lord. I pray that you would humble us before you, Lord. Lord, I pray that as we go throughout this week, we would just do everything in love and know that it's all about you, Lord. All glory to you, Lord. You are love. You are our perfect, reckless love, Lord. I pray that we would have a good rest of our week. In your name we pray. Amen.